Warning, this podcast is intended for mature audiences only. The podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. Your personal discretion is advised.
Feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, because it's news chew time. Welcome back, everybody. Joining me, as always, is the original Winter Soldier, Benjamin Orr. Ben, what's going on, man?
Well, just keeping it real, Lou, 24/7.
Yeah, you fighting the winter?
I can't say yes because technically winter hasn't happened yet.
That's what I mean. You're keeping it at bay.
Well, yes, I mean both in that it's actually not December 21st yet, so winter hasn't technically happened, and B, we haven't really had any like cold weather. So yes, I guess I am in a sense.
You are the Winter Soldier. Terrific. Terrific stuff. So, Ben, I know you think that I've probably forgotten, but I have not forgotten. How was the concert this past Saturday?
Oh my God. Yes, it was amazing. Say anything out of all the concerts I've ever been to in my life, which honestly is a respectable amount so far, has probably the most high energy show I've ever seen, I've ever been to. The crowd and the band themselves, I have never seen be so in sync with each other. Just, it was incredible. Where I was standing, it wasn't like at the bottom part where the, like, right in front of the stage. It was kind of behind, like, where the sound people were. It was still a really good view. In the area where I was in, nobody was, like, moving around and, like, shoving each other. Everybody was just kind of standing still, which is kind of nice. I actually enjoy that more than being in a mosh pit or a crowd like that.
That's shocking, knowing your personality.
Oh, I know, right? But yeah, it was an amazing show. Those guys put on a really good show. Saves the Day was really good as well. Reggie and the Fool Effect, who I'd never even heard of really before this show, was actually pretty good as well. But yeah, for those of you listening out there, or Lou, even yourself, because I know you're a fan of Say Anything, you ever get the chance to see them, I would recommend you take that.
I'm also because familiar with Saves the Day.
Well, they were really good, too. But if you ever get the chance to see Say Anything, I would highly recommend it.
Now, did you get to go backstage and mingle with the rock stars?
No, unfortunately, I was unable to interview Max. Uh-huh. That didn't work out. It's whatever. I wasn't actually expecting it to happen. But it would have been cool, but I just enjoyed the show regardless. It was I'm not going to say it's the best show I've ever been to, because it's not, but it's definitely in my top three. Mm-hmm.
Now, Ben, if you would have gotten to interview him, did you have interview questions prepared?
Oh, yeah. I had, like, 12. Yeah.
Did you have any jokes written in there? Like, good puns you were going to use?
No, because I don't know how Max feels about puns, so I don't want to, like, if he has a low tolerance for them, I didn't want him to be like, the fuck this guy.
Low tolerance. Is that what you consider me, as a low tolerance?
You do have a low tolerance. I just don't care anymore. With people I don't know, I don't want to, like, offend them. With you, I mean,
I don't think your puns have ever offended anyone. I think that, I mean, they offend my sensibilities as someone who fancies themselves a humoridian. Some of your puns, they, like, hurt my soul. Like, I feel like some of me dies. So I can understand why you would not want to bestow that upon strangers.
Yeah, because I don't want them to be like, well, this guy doesn't, you know, I don't want to associate with him because he's telling these weird puns that nobody,
sure.
But like three people
like. It's
either
that or open with all your Polak jokes.
Yes, because I have so many of those.
I only know one Polak joke. And I don't even know, I guess apparently Polish people were like, I don't know, really dumb. Like, they were the south of the world at one point.
They were the Florida?
I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. I only know one Polish joke, and it's not even very funny, but I'll tell you. How come the Polish submarines kept flooding?
How come?
They kept using screen doors. That's it. It's the only one I've got in my entire repertoire.
Well, Lou, I am not Polish, so you do not offend me.
Well, good. And I may have offended someone. It was not my intent. It's a joke I heard, like, when I was a kid, I think, and I still remember it, because it's terrible.
Yeah, it's probably not one of the better ones.
No, it most certainly is not. Most certainly
but I also,
is not.
But I also have another concert lined up, but this one isn't until the end of March, though.
Oh, that's a ways away.
Yeah, but it's Bayside. It's their 15-year anniversary tour. And they're going to be on tour with Senses Fail. So.
Oh, I like Senses Fail. I do not know. I don't recognize that name.
Bayside?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lou, you would like Bayside.
All right, I'll check that out. Yeah, that one I'm not familiar with. The other one. I'm familiar with Stuff and Things. Carl? Speaking Carl? Of which, I know that this is not The Chewing Dead, but I would like to address something with you, Ben, because we have not talked about it yet. Apparently, there is a petition that now has 38,000 signatures to get the creators of The Walking Dead to bring back Beth. And I just wanted to get your thoughts ever so briefly before we dive into our regularly scheduled programming.
I didn't know that was a thing.
You did not know that was a thing?
No, why do they want to bring her back?
Because apparently 38,000 people think that she was underdeveloped and that she should come back because her story needs more enriching. And I'm like, were you not watching? She was shot through the cranium. She is now deceased. I don't think that she just can come back from that. Like, she can't walk it off. She's not.
It's just a flesh wound.
Yeah,
right?
Like, she's not sleeping when Daryl carries her out of the hospital. Like, it's not like she has a concussion. A bullet was shot through the bottom of her head up through the top. She'd be dead. And then apparently they started sending plastic spoons with Bring Back Beth written on them. Just weird stuff. And it's just like, look, man, if you're going to freak out every time they kill somebody on this show that you marginally relate to, I mean, get ready because it's going to happen at some point. We're all going to have to riot at some point and get Daryl tattoos.
I mean, it's called The Walking Dead for a reason. It's not called The Walking Alive.
Dude, in the comic books at this point, there's literally only maybe 4 people from the original group who are still breathing. So get prepared. Everyone's going to die at some point. Even precious Rick Grimes will die at some point. Mark my words.
But no, I did not know that was
a thing. That's a thing. 38,000 signatures.
Wow.
So
that's kind of crazy.
It's bizarre. And I'm surprised you hadn't heard of that. So I'm glad I brought that to your attention because it's dumb.
So, Lou, how are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm the same as always. I live my life for the happiness of others, Ben. It's a daunting task. No, that's not true. I had some KFC yesterday, and that was pretty good. Every once in a while, I forget that KFC actually is kind of delicious in a weird way. I mean, I know I'm not really eating chicken, but I also don't care.
It's like when you go to Taco Bell. You know you're not really eating tacos, right, but it's still delicious.
So that's just, you know, nothing really new. I didn't get to go to a sweet, sweet rock concert. I've just been here. It was really unseasonably warm here today, so, like, I was outside a lot. I mean, it was like 50 degrees here today.
Wow.
And, I mean, for it to be almost 50 in Wisconsin in the middle of December, that's peculiar, to say the least.
Now, what's going to happen in 2 weeks? Everything's going to go down to, like, negative 40?
Yeah, probably. That's usually how it goes. But, I mean, if it does, at least we had a good run. Speaking of stupid things that happened in Wisconsin, this isn't necessarily our first story, but it's something that I wanted to point out because it just gives me more shame for living in the state of Wisconsin. For those of you who don't know, this state is run by the least educated governor in the history of the modern era. Governor Scott Walker of the state of Wisconsin has a high school diploma and 1 semester of college under his belt. And he is now the governor and looking to run for president in 2016. The good news is that should he actually run for president, he will be eliminated purely by debates because he's a stupid person, you see, Ben. And I found some really wonderful proof that I'd like to read for you in honor of the season. Because, as you know, there are many holidays being celebrated right now. There is Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and, of course, Christmas. I say it like that because I always believe that we should keep the Christ in Christmas. Fuck that. It's about gifts. Buying shit for people that you don't like. Secret Santa.
Shit. Does God, And those goddamn fruitcakes.
Fucking fruitcakes. And like...
Does anybody actually even eat fruitcake?
I mean, there are people who eat it, Ben. I don't know how to tell you this, but there are people who consume fruitcake. There are people who even like fruitcake. It's also the season for those weird cherry cordials, like the cherry with cream around it inside of a chocolate shell. Ugh, yuck.
Oh, God, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't get down on those either. Those weird me out.
I can agree with you there. Those are... Ugh.
Yeah, but anyways...
That's my skin crawl.
Governor Walker, before he was governor, he worked for the county of... For the county of Milwaukee, for the district of Milwaukee. And he once wrote a letter to someone in the office to wish them a happy Hanukkah, and he signed it, "Thank you again, and Molotov." Now, what Governor Walker meant to say was Mazel Tov, which of course is a Yiddish saying, for it's like a cheers or a fuck. Of course I would say it's a fucking cheers. Oh my God.
Cheers.
Fuck off, cheers. But it's like a greeting, it's a salutation, it's a hey, good luck, partner down the road. And he meant to say Mazel Tov, but what he said was Molotov, which of course is a homemade bomb. So he thanked someone and wished them a homemade bomb when he meant to wish them Mazel Tov. Awesome. That guy's so fucking stupid, it hurts me inside. And this is just another terrific example. And then what's fun in this article, though, that I found with this is that they gave some other really some really fun stuff about former presidents and other things that they've said. So apparently one time Jimmy Carter's translator, President Jimmy Carter, told a Polish audience that he desired them carnally, which of course means he desired to have sexual intercourse with them. There was also the one time that George W. Bush rubbed the German chancellor's shoulders at the summit, and it's very weird. There's a bunch of them, and so maybe he will be president because he's a fucking idiot.
Well, I don't think anything beats the former Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, what he said. He told an audience in Mandarin that Australia and China are enjoying simultaneous orgasms in their relationship.
Which is great news. So if you like your fosters and wontons served together, I've got great news.
Fosters is now the broth for wonton soup. Market that shit.
Yep. So, good stuff. Good stuff.
I mean, I know nothing, obviously, of Scott Walker since I am not a resident of the state of Wisconsin.
He's a turd sandwich. But
I just feel like, I mean, it is one of those situations to where, like, well, yeah, anybody makes that mistake. But, I mean, to make it on that such grand of a scale, it's kind of like, really? Like, you didn't have anybody double-check that? Or, like, triple-check that? I mean, to make sure? I mean, when I submit a paper for a class, or I submit an email to somebody, you know, I read it over a few times. Like, when I used to be the editor of Brewing the Brew, when I would send out, you know, monthly emails to the staff writers, I would read it over a few times to make sure there weren't any typos or spelling errors, and the grammar was fine. If I were reading that, and I saw, oh, well, shit, you know, I meant to say Molotov, not Molotov, you know, a bomb, you know, I would think in my mind, well, the Jewish race has already suffered quite enough, and you're going to say this to them?
Well, I think it's interesting that I assume Scott Walker, as a right-wing nutbar, does not speak Yiddish. So I assume that since that's not your second language, that you should probably look shit up first. But maybe that's just me, Ben. If I'm going to use another language, words in another language, I'll typically look them up first. For you see, Ben, I do not habla. or any other language. I'm an ignorant American, Ben. I speak a language. I also speak a little Ebonics.
You speak that good old American.
I do not speak America.
America.
I do not
That's a language on that is a language on its own.
Yeah, I don't speak that.
You speak English.
I don't speak
American
Duck
English.
Dynasty.
Yeah. Oh, God, fuck those guys.
Just saying. I don't speak it. To quote Pulp Fiction, English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
What? Do they speak English and what?
There's no country. It's not like any country I've ever heard of. So anyways, I just wanted to point out that I live in a state that's run by someone who has the IQ of a 22-year-old, let's say, Dairy Queen employee. Is that fair?
When you said 22-year-old, I didn't know where you were going with that at first, and I'm like, wait a minute.
What did you think I was going to say, 22-year-old gaming?
I thought you were going to, like, make fun of me somehow.
Oh, no. I was just looking for, you know, someone who, like, went to school a little bit, but didn't really work out, so they're kind of at an in-between job, which is Dairy Queen in this particular analogy.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's kind of where I was going on that.
I can at least say, at least Ohio doesn't have a stupid governor.
No, they just have a garbage dump of a state. Where if the river starts on fire, it's just called Tuesday.
Oh, how true that is.
Indeed.
Oh, that's...
But you know what place is worse than Ohio, Ben?
What's that like?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what people have to do in Pennsylvania for fun?
What's that like?
I'll tell you in our first story. Oh, wait. Hold on. No. Oh, I almost forgot something very important. Ben, I have a confession to make to our listeners. I have been fabricating my proclamations about my loving for the taste of our sponsor, Porcupine Cookies. For you see, I had never been gifted or had the pleasure of eating a porcupine cookie, Ben. Last week, after we had recorded the episode, I received in the mail some delicious porcupine cookies. And now I can say with 100% confidence, order these motherfucking cookies. They are so goddamn good. And I know that we tell you that they're flourless and they're wheat-free, soy-free, gluten-free. You think, oh, well, it can't possibly taste very good. They're delicious, Ben. They're the tastiest little fucking morsels. And you know what? They fill you up, too. One porcupine cookie and you're like, oh, I'm good. And you don't, it kills that craving for a sweet after your dinner. Oh, I am madly and passionately in love with porcupine cookies, Ben.
I feel like that should be the slogan. These tasty little fucking morsels.
Mm-hmm. I hope that somebody edited that so we can cuts it out so we can use it as our ongoing commercial for them.
Don.
So anyways. Yeah, Don. So anyways, like I was saying, before we got into the news, too, I wanted to first of all, apologize for lying to everyone. But now I can confirm with 100% certainty you will not be disappointed if you buy some porcupine cookies for your loved ones this year. Pennsylvania sucks dick, right, Ben?
Yes, it does.
You know what? And so who could blame this guy, whose name was not released by police, who got drunk while golfing one day and decided that he didn't want to stay at the golf course, but he didn't want to go home. So he just took the golf cart bar hopping. He navigated through the streets on a Monday night. And he refused to stop for a police officer and rammed a squad car with the golf cart. Now, in my brain, that just is funny. Like, because a golf cart's max speed is like 6 miles an hour. So when you say it rammed the police car, I somehow don't believe you.
Lightly tapped?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. At best. But first of all, so let's, like, I mean, I've been golfing before and had a golf cart, and I drank myself silly golfing, but I've at no point have I been like, I think I'm taking this to town, because there's no fuel gauge on it. Like, you can look all you want, there's no fuel gauge on it, so I have no idea how they know when to fill those goddamn things up, because I can't find a fuel gauge anywhere. So like, you could take it off and it could die, you know, before you get to town, and then what? Now you got to catch a taxi cab back to your car. They're gonna know that you stole the golf cart, and you're going to have to pay for it because you have to put down a deposit with a credit card. This dude was taking on all kinds of risk, Ben, is what I'm trying to say.
But it was a risk worth taking.
I mean, it's daring.
I mean, how many other times in your life are you going to get the chance to say, yeah, man, I took a golf cart bar hopping. What have you done with your life? How was your Monday night?
What have you done with your life? Well, I became a physicist. Fuck you. I took a golf cart bar hopping.
You're goddamn right.
First I went to Schmitty's Titty Shack. I imagine that's what strip clubs are called there. They're named after guys' nicknames. And then a fun word for boobies.
You know what I can just, you know what I imagine in my head?
What?
He's just like cruising down the street at 6 miles per hour. These people are just watching him. He has this boombox just playing. It's going, turn down for what? There's this boombox just going. And he's just like looking around, just like doing the whole like Snoop Dogg thing with the hand, with the wheel.
I think it'd be funny if he ghost rode the whip. Like he just kept the car running. He kept the golf cart running and then just got out and walked next to it for a while.
Or he's popping wheelies on it.
No, I've seen that. I have seen video of that going horribly wrong.
Well, with his luck, I mean, it didn't happen.
Popping
so
a wheelie
maybe
on a golf cart, you can literally just flip it right over and land right on your skull. And that's the end of that. Got to be careful.
Well, his mojo wasn't allowing that shit to happen.
A golf cart is not a toy. I mean, it is no, but it is a toy.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it is a way to go around bar hopping.
Dude, so, I bet you there are some sluts in Pennsylvania who are way into golf carts. What? The way that you portray Pennsylvania on this show, Ben, leads me to believe that Pennsylvania is full of whores and coal miners.
Well, you're not wrong.
And Amish, I'm sorry. Forgot about the Amish.
You're not wrong. But it's kind of funny because... A, I didn't think that there would be an optimal time in December in Pennsylvania to golf.
Yeah, that's interesting in and of itself.
Let alone drive around a golf cart at night that's not covered by anything. Because, like, you look at, like, UPS, like, trucks or whatever, you know, they have that open door. They shut that shit in the winter. But golf carts don't have anything like that. So this man had to have been freezing, but I'm assuming the alcohol just made him not care about that.
I would have to assume that, yes. The alcohol played a factor in his decision to hit up Chester's Chesticle Palace. I thought of that one and then started laughing and then had to recompose myself. So this guy's cool. He's probably the coolest person from Pennsylvania that I've ever heard of. And yeah, I mean, he did it in the wintertime too, which shows extra balls. Like, this guy is the American version of the Australian guy who sewed himself up after a shark bite. This is our version of that, because our country's sad.
That's kind of sad.
It is very sad, Ben.
We can't solve, you know, cures for cancer with shit tea, and we can't take on sharks and sew ourselves up, but we can take around golf carts and go bar hopping.
Boy, this show lately is making me feel really bad about America, so let's really ram the point home with story number two. The headline reads, Walgreens pulls swastika-patterned Hanukkah gift wrap from stores. Now, the headline tells you everything you need to know. You know, it was spotted in Los Angeles Walgreens by a 63-year-old grandmother. I mean, that's all you need to know. We'll put the picture up on the site because it's important for everyone to see. But, Ben, at first I didn't see it.
Yeah, it is a bit hard to see, but it is definitely there.
Yeah, once you pick it up, you can't unsee it. Like, that's your eyes are drawn to it automatically after that. And I find it interesting that it's supposed to be Hanukkah wrapping paper. Sort of interesting.
Between this and Scott Walker, I don't know, man. I feel. Maybe he'll give them a Molotov in one of these wrappings. I don't know.
Yeah. They're going to wrap their Molotovs in swastika Hanukkah paper. Oh, God. I mean, the reason that I wanted to do this story was just because sometimes when people are designing things that they've done for years and years and years, because I imagine that there are people, who just design wrapping paper. So there was someone who is sitting there and has been designing wrapping paper their entire lives, and they're just like, oh god, Hanukkah wrapping paper. So they were like, they just drew some up, and they were like, here, how does this look? And some fat guy with a cigar in his mouth was signed off on it. He was like, oh, it looks great. Go ahead. Send it out there. And not really looking at the blatant swastikas.
He probably had this paper in his hand and just reading the newspaper. Oh, yeah, it looks fine.
Yeah, it looks great.
Did you see the sports?
Send that out.
I mean, that's how I think that had to have happened, because any other person would have been like, oh, shit, we can't put that out.
Now,
but this guy's just like, eh.
The swatch of the wrapping paper that they show on the article that I have, at least, I don't know what determines that it's Hanukkah wrapping paper, so that might just be something to, like, sensationalize the story. It might just be some kind of crappy journalism, but, like, there's nothing that indicates that it's specifically for that. However, it doesn't matter. Even if it was regular wrapping paper, it still very blatantly has swastikas fucking slapped all over it.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell, because at first glancing, I'm like, oh, well, let me look at the designs of, like, the white. No, it's in the blue. It's in the blue, and it's, like, it makes up the four, like, corners of the square.
Yeah.
So it's very blatant.
You know what this looks like, Ben? Is it looks like a, it looks like a Hitler Youth maze game. Like you go into a Das Boot restaurant, and they have, like, those fucking placemats that have, like, little kids' games on them, and they have, like, mazes. And, like, for all the Hitler youth, this is the one they get out. Find your way through the swastika maze.
Yeah, I got to get out of Auschwitz now, yeah.
Whoa, Ben. Whoa. Auschwitz, that's serious stuff. I'm just kidding. It's so long ago.
So that makes it irrelevant, apparently?
Yeah, who even remembers what that means? What is that, some sort of pastry?
Wow. you and fucking Scott Walker.
You're welcome. I know what it is, for fuck's sake. It's one of those delicious German pastries, like the little cookies with the icing.
Yeah, Auschwitz obviously is a German golf cart.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, that is.
Well, I mean, the German population is actually pretty high in
is it?
Pennsylvania. Oh, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, because my dad's dad is from Pennsylvania.
Your grandfather?
And that's where... Yes.
You could have just said...
Well, I could have said grandfather, and you wouldn't have known which one.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. Well, you could have said my paternal grandfather.
Okay, so my paternal grandfather is from Pennsylvania, and he has German blood in him, and that's basically because Pennsylvania has a very high German population. A lot of, I guess, German immigrants went there, so it makes sense.
The only place where this wrapping paper would fly is Idaho.
Idaho? Never even met her.
That was terrible, Ben. That was absolutely awful. Remember how earlier we talked about how sometimes you say them and they hurt my soul?
Yes.
That was one of those. That was one of those where, like, my soul genuinely just goes, oh, God, how could this have happened?
What could we have done to prevent this tragedy?
Right. Well, because Idaho is still the headquarters of everybody's favorite white supremacist, the KKK. So, this would probably fly there for that.
Wait, people actually live in Idaho?
Yeah, plenty of people live in Idaho.
Like, more than 20 people actually live in the state of Idaho?
Yeah, I used to live in Idaho.
Really? I did not know
that.
The
northern panhandle is very beautiful.
But people, like, actually inhabit the land.
Yes, Ben.
And, like, okay.
This isn't Wyoming or Montana. This state has cities where people populate and live in.
That surprises me.
It shouldn't. It shouldn't, Ben. It's where we get all our potatoes, our racist potatoes.
But they're so deliciously racist.
God damn, are they delicious.
You know what state I forget is actually a state sometimes?
What's that?
Vermont.
Did you say, do you know what city I forget is sometimes a state?
No, I said, do you know what state I forget is sometimes a state?
Oh, okay.
It'd be Vermont. I forget that
I
Vermont is a state.
I could have sworn that you said, do you know what city I sometimes forget is a state?
No, but Vermont is probably...
Vermont is the worst city in America.
You heard it here, folks.
You heard it here first on the news shoe. Vermont is the worst city in America. Right behind Rhode Island. Fuck that city.
And Scott Walker.
Skywalker City. It's a place where no one can read. Everyone just has 10 to 15 children.
Jesus.
And let's see, what else does he lobby for? Oh, and we'll all not have jobs. There'll just be rich people and shitty people who do what the rich people say. That's Scott Walker's America.
And a Molotov for every child.
Yep, and a Molotov in every hand. Molotov in every hand, wait, a bomb in every window.
This sounds a lot more like Russia.
Scott Walker's great for Russia. Don't you want America to be more like Russia? Vote Scott Walker, 2016.
It's Scott Walker's world, or just all living in it.
It could be worse, Ben.
Could it, Lou?
Oh, it could, Ben. Like in story number 3. This story is sad and also infuriating. I find myself filled with rage by this story, Ben. The headline reads, China bans its own national anthem. I'll read some of the story, but I'm really disgusted by this. China's national anthem can no longer be performed at weddings, funerals, balls, or other non-political functions, and should only be performed at certain dignified events, the state media has declared. The rule is to, quote, standardize proper etiquette for the national anthem, which reflects national independence and liberation, a prosperous, strong country, and the affluence of the people. So, let me get this straight, China. First, you ban Chinese people from your stores. Now you're banning anyone who isn't a political official from singing your national anthem. But then you're turning around and claiming that you're doing that as a celebration of the liberation and the prosperity of your strong country and the people in it. One of these things is not like the other, Ben.
Gee, I wonder which one that is.
I feel like it's the part about where when they said, oh, you're being facetious. I get it now. Okay, so great, China. So you don't want anyone to sing the national anthem anymore. So when your Olympic swimming team, the ones who don't get murdered in Rio de Janeiro at the next Olympics, so when they win medals, are they just like, and if they win the gold, is everyone just going to stand there in silence for a minute and 22 seconds?
No, they can. It says the anthem can be performed when Chinese athletes win medals.
Okay,
and
so effectively what they're saying is what America should say, which is we are outlawing country and pop stars to sing the national anthem and butcher it any further.
I'd actually be okay with that.
What?
I'd be okay with that, to be honest.
Yeah, maybe this isn't such a bad deal after all.
Well, the thing is, like, it sounds a lot worse than it is. It's just kind of an ironic title because it says it'll no longer be performed at weddings, funerals, balls, or other non-political functions. And I'm thinking about that in American society. And when in the hell have you ever heard the national anthem at a wedding?
I mean,
or at a funeral that's not a soldier's.
A really patriotic wedding.
Like, I mean, I've never heard. Granted, I've only been to like one wedding. But I didn't hear the national anthem there. I've never heard the national anthem at a funeral or at a ball, unless they're like political rallies or political ones. So, I mean, it's like, okay, I mean, it doesn't really change anything, because it's kind of the same thing in America. You don't really have that. I mean, it's not to say you couldn't do it, but it's just, it's kind of weird to ban it, because you would think that, like, China would have some national pride for being, you know, the country that they are, and you know, sustaining with over a billion people in their country, but they're like, oh, well, no, we can't show that patriotism. What? Why? That's what I don't get. And I think what's funny about this is that it says that people who break the rules of, you know, singing the national anthem outside of these events will be criticized and corrected. You shouldn't have sung that national anthem right there. Is that the extent of?
I imagine they're just going to hire people to sit outside their house with signs that just say "Boo this man." Just like they have little small pickets, so like the government will have people, like they'll just take farmers and pay them to boo those people for a series of days after they poorly sing the national anthem.
And it says, and corrected. So if they sing the national anthem, are they going to be sent to, like, a camp where they're beaten daily to not sing the national anthem anymore?
It'll be like a summer theater camp. It'll be like, wrong. Start from the top. That flourish was all wrong. Go back and start from communism is the greatest. I don't know how China's national anthem goes. I assume that it sounds the way it looks on paper.
That's probably a
fair
guess.
Think about it. Yeah, think about it. It makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, this just kind of amuses me. They'll be criticized and corrected. Why and how is what I want to know to that.
I would like to know if they do it medieval style, like where they have like the barracks. So like they put your head and your hands in some wood. And then you have to sit there and listen to other people criticize your singing.
Now I just feel like that's a scene out of Monty Python.
It does, doesn't it? I didn't intend for it to go that way, but that's what I envision now is that they.
It reminds me of The Life of Brian. It's essentially what that reminds me of.
Yeah, I like that movie. I'm surprised you've seen that movie.
Surprising you every day, Lou.
You do that. Do. Anyway, China continues to completely alienate their own people from their own country, and I'm all for it.
So
keep the Chinese out of China.
If you're still here, don't show any sort of, you know, any form of patriotism.
It's just so funny. Like 2 weeks in a row now, we've had stories of Chinese people hating on other Chinese people, and I just think it's the best.
I mean, I know China and most Asian countries in particular, but China is probably the biggest example of this, are very xenophobic, which is understandable, but it's just like, okay, you don't like people that aren't of your own country, I get that, but then you don't like the people of your own country, who do you like, and the people that you don't like, where do they go, and what are they supposed to do?
Well, that's just it. I don't think they like anyone.
They probably don't like themselves.
No, probably not.
But it's just, it's funny to me because, okay, now you're alienating even further to a point of what's left. I mean, really, what is left after this?
Chinese on Chinese crime. Let's see. Maybe slavery? Trying to think of what else they can regress to.
Scott Walker.
The Chinese version of Scott Walker is terrifying. It's essentially Mecha Godzilla.
Oh, Jesus. he sets rivers on fire, but it's just by the snap of his fingers.
I'm trying to think of some other classic racism tactics. They could wear their ninja outfits, but then put on black pointy hoods. And
aren't ninjas Japanese?
Shut up, Ben.
They could, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time.
What do Chinese people do for fun?
I don't know. Probably the same stuff that they do in Florida.
Oh, God.
Which leads us to our next story. And it also involves samurai swords.
Which are Japanese, but that's...
God damn it, Ben. I don't care. If you love Japan so much, Ben, why don't you marry Japan?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I know what you're saying. You love Japan. I get it. I know all about it. Your sordid love affair with Japan. Japanese culture, Japanese baseball. I know all about it, Ben.
Oh, Lou, you never fail to amuse me.
Good. I'm glad. I don't really care. If you want to... You know, hump on sideways vaginas, that's your business. I just realized that what I said is only funny to people who remember hearing that ridiculous rumor in middle school. Which may not be very many people.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm...
You've never heard that before?
No.
Asian girls have sideways vaginas? It's standard middle school, you know... wives' tales, old wives' tales, like Mountain Dew shrinks your wiener, things like that.
Oh, I've heard that.
Yeah,
one.
Middle school. Those are just middle school folklore. Like, it's not. It's never true. That's what the Asian girls with sideways vaginas is the same thing as the Mountain Dew shrinking your wiener.
Huh.
So there you go, Ben.
Well, see, I heard the Mountain Dew kills your sperm.
Oh, that actually may be a scientific fact. That would be 0% surprising. But when I was in middle school, there were always all kinds of stupid, weird urban legends. Tell you what's not an urban legend: a Florida father defending his children with a fucking samurai sword during a home invasion. Yeah, some gangster ass shit right there. Robert Brown was forced to use a sword to protect his home and children this past week. There was a rattling at the door, and Brown said that six people charged in, and his kids were screaming. So they were coming into his house, and the only thing he could think of was his katana sword. So Mr. Brown used the sword to defend his home and called 911 for help. Apparently they were old neighbors of Mr. Brown's. He probably owed them money, if I'm a guessing man. But then what disturbed me about this story, Ben, is that the detectives took his sword as evidence. I'm like, evidence of what?
I don't know. I mean,
what
because
if
it's
they
not
come back? Now he doesn't have a sword, you dummies.
Well, then I guess he'll have to get creative with the kitchen cutlery.
If he has that kind of time. Luckily, the katana was mounted right over his bed so that when he had ladies over, he could try to impress them with his sword skills.
But, I mean, that's one way to defend your family is, you know, get the sword. You don't hear about that very often, but he said about the people that barged in, he said, they were old neighbors. I guess they just didn't like me.
Yeah.
Bullshit. They owed you money.
Yeah, he owed them money.
They didn't owe him money. He owed them money.
Right. So yeah, that's what happened here. But then they got in there and they were like, oh shit, you don't bring a gun to a katana sword fight. Everybody knows that. Wait, that doesn't seem right.
But here's what I don't get is they said they're still waiting to find out what charges will be filed. They didn't capture the people, so then what charges can you possibly file?
Well, he said that he knew who they were, so he can probably provide names, descriptions, addresses, social security numbers. They worked at Sony, you see.
But it'll be too late because they know that he doesn't have a gun now or any other means to defend himself but throwing his children at
people. Yeah, because the newspaper got in there and reported that now he's unarmed. They're going to get their money for sure now.
Or if they don't, you know, try to rob him, other people will.
Ben, we should rob him.
You know, Lou.
What? He's unarmed. They've told us in the newspaper printings.
You know, Lou, as tempting as that sounds, I'd rather not be on the no-flight list.
Ben, of all the things to get us on the no-fly list, robbing some dude in Florida is not going to be one.
You know, we're not stealing from him. We're just borrowing it from him.
Yeah, we're just borrowing it permanently.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not stealing. People think this is a crime stealing. You're just borrowing it, man.
You're just borrowing it forever.
Yeah.
It's a common thing. And in Florida, aren't you just borrowing everything from other people anyways? Like oxygen?
Yeah, so, I mean, what's, you know, $40,000 in a plasma TV?
Yeah.
Not that he has $40,000 because it's Florida.
He's probably got insurance.
Steal his insurance?
No, I said he's probably got insurance.
Well, steal it too. Steal not.
Ben, how can you steal something that's completely invisible?
Steal his identity.
Oh, all right. Touche. Fuck. Wow. Yep. You win. I am waving a white flag. You can't see it, but it's there. Stealing identity. Stealing something invisible. You've done it again, Ben.
You've been struck by a smooth criminal.
Anyways,
So that happened.
So that happened in Florida. You know, it's rare that we have stories in Florida that are about, like, people doing good things. It's extremely rare.
It's rare that we have stories from Florida that make us sing Michael Jackson, but, you know.
Also true. Yeah, that's something that's particularly rare. I mean, I like it. Don't misunderstand. I could do some King of Pop all night, but nobody wants to listen to that.
I mean,
because I'm really bad.
Wow.
You know it. Really, really bad.
I mean, I don't know. You could continue on singing. It might just be a Thriller.
The problem, Ben, is that I keep catching myself looking at the man in the mirror.
I mean, Lou, don't stop till you get enough.
I know. And I've been watching all these television shows and movies in black or white.
Okay, so the guy with the sword, though. Because I can't continue to do that. I just can't.
I got one more.
Oh, Jesus.
And then my neighbor, Billie Jean, brought me over some casserole later.
Louis, are you okay?
Oh, see? You weren't out. You weren't out, Ben.
But yeah, when I, you know, you read the headline with a sword, I just, like, imagine some Michonne shit from The Walking Dead. Like, he just pops out like Michonne does with her sword, and I'm just like, oh, that's awesome. And, I don't know.
You know what, it would have been a lot more awesome if he had my owl mask with him.
Yeah, that would, I don't think anybody would return.
No, dude, those people would have fucking head for the hills, and they would have never come back.
Nobody cared who he was to live with the mask on.
Oh, that's true. Ah, yes. Well, at least he didn't.
Then
just
the cops
use...
came.
What?
Then the cops came and they're like, CIA here.
I don't follow.
Too many Batman references.
Oh, all right. So you're taking us away from Michael Jackson to Batman? It's too much, Ben. It makes me want to scream. Oh my God, I got another one in there. So good. So good. Speaking of great art, like Michael Jackson, let's bring it home with our final story this week involving something that I actually don't approve of, which is the destruction of fine art. A gentleman is currently being jailed for punching a hole through an 8 million pound, because this, of course, is in Europe, an 8 million pound Monet painting. Andrew Shannon, a 49-year-old dude, he punched a hole in a Monet hanging in the National Gallery of Ireland. The court brought him to justice for his crime, although they don't really specify what it is. It's roughly $10 million American dollars for this painting.
I mean, Lou, You could essentially say this guy just beat it.
That was pretty good, Ben. That one was a good one. Yeah. But I mean, why would you do that? Like, I guess I don't understand the motivation behind that. Why would you punch a beautiful painting that is revered? I don't know. I'm very sentimental about that sort of stuff, I guess.
When you look down on the page, you see the guy, because it shows a picture of him later. He has this shit-eating grin on his face. Like, he's like, yeah, I know I did that.
Dude, you know what he looks like, Ben? Is he looks like a New Jersey, like, low-level crime boss. Doesn't he? Like, he obviously either has hair plugs or, like, some sort of weird hair transplant, because he's going bald, but he still somehow has hair on top of his head. The one part I forgot to mention, too, is that after he was arrested for punching the painting, they raided his house and they found over 50 stolen art items, including more artwork. So this guy's a piece of shit. I mean, I literally, Ben, every time I look at him, all I can think of now is that he's like the low-level Tony Soprano of some shitty little town in New Jersey. Like, Spanktucket, New Jersey's biggest crime lord. Andrew Shannon.
What's hilarious, though, is it says he was sentenced to 5 years in prison and will not be allowed in any gallery for 15 months after his release. But that 16th month, man, watch out. I would think that would deserve, I don't know, a lifetime ban from art galleries.
Yeah, you would think.
But hey, I'm not English. I don't make the rules.
Yeah. So this guy's a fucking boner. He deserves to be in prison. He's a criminal. You don't destroy fine art. The fuck's wrong with you? What are you, a Nazi? That's what Nazis did.
What are you, Scott Walker?
That's
Scott Walker.
What are you, a fucking Nazi? That's what fucking Nazis do, you fucking prick. You fucking cack. Look at you with your fucking gray tracksuit, fucking piece of garbage. With your fucking hair plugs. Look at him. He absolutely is like a low-level mobster. He's not even the good kind of mobster. He probably grew up in the suburbs.
What just happened?
What do you mean?
I feel like I was being reprimanded.
You were? Oh, I'm sorry. That's just how I envision all mafiosos to be. Like, even regular conversation is just them assaulting you with their words.
So he's the low-level Tony Soprano of England.
I don't know what I said. No, this is in Ireland.
Same thing.
Excuse me, sir. It is most certainly not the same thing. You bastard. You know what people in Ireland call England? The English aggressors. Yeah.
Well, I'm both Irish and English, so I can handle it.
That means that at some point down your family line, your family killed your family. That's just a fact.
Well, I'm still here, so...
Yeah, but at what cost, Ben?
I don't fucking know. I don't care, they're dead. But this guy, he's something else.
Ben,
because
I wanted you so badly to go, but what's the deal with this guy? Because I honestly thought that's what you were going to do.
No, I couldn't. But if you look at the picture that he's in, I don't think he was alone in this because the handcuff is on somebody else as well.
That's probably just one of the cops.
No, that's most certainly not a cop. Why would a cop be wearing a white t-shirt like that?
Ben, I don't know if you've seen cops in Europe. They always wear they wear short-sleeved dress shirts.
Oh, well, then why would the cop handcuff himself to the...
So that he doesn't get away.
Well, even if he doesn't handcuff him, he handcuffs the guy, both of his hands, and they
Look,
have,
Ben,
like,
Ben,
an officer
if you
holding his shoulder.
British television, you would understand this. They do things a little differently over there.
What... The common thing to do is to handcuff the guy, then put your arm through his arm to where he can't run away.
And you're being very nationalist right now. It's just the American thing to do.
No, it's the logical thing to do.
Don't be ridiculous. Now you're being hurtful.
Okay, well, Lou, okay, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this, then. Let's say that you are an English cop, and you handcuff the guy to where you have one on your hand and he has one in his hand. He tries to run away. You're going with him.
I mean, I would imagine that that is something that they consider. However, how far are you going to run carrying 200 pounds of dead weight, realistically?
Not the point, because then he can just knock you out.
Yeah, and then what?
Because he's a free hand. He can do whatever he wants with one free hand.
I don't know what you're trying to make. I'm not saying that European people are doing it correctly. I'm just saying that that is how they do it there. That is their choice.
Oh, no, I know. I mean, I think it's weird. I don't think it's efficient, but I mean, that's what they do. I really think it's fucking weird because you leave the perpetrator, the person you are apprehending, with a free arm. And who knows, during the time that he gets from the art museum to the car, what if there's somebody with a painting by and he just punches the thing? Then there's another piece of art that's destroyed.
So really what you're lobbying for is to stop violence against paintings.
Well, no, I mean, I feel like paintings are a waste of time, but... The point is, it's somebody's property, it's something that somebody worked on, and they're going to destroy it because this guy just hates everything in the world, and he likes to be the British Tony Soprano.
Ben.
It's just like, it's something somebody worked on, something that somebody put their time and effort into, and he just goes around destroying it. I mean...
Ben, you remember that time when you said that you think that paintings are a waste of time?
Yeah.
That was the sound of us losing... all of our audience with any sense of artistics. That was the sound of them leaving the podcast, never to return. You uncultured swine.
doing what I can.
Which is nothing, as it turns out. You're doing nothing, which is actually exactly what you need to be doing.
That's exactly what they expect me to do.
Well, if that's what they're expecting, Ben, they shan't be disappointed.
I mean, what's the deal with art? Do people actually buy this stuff?
I think on that note, Ben, why don't you... Excuse me, Mr. Seinfeld, why don't you tell people where they can find us?
Well, I mean, what's the deal with Twitter? You can find us on Twitter at, you know, the News Chew. The Facebook thing, that's... What's the deal with this Facebook, the Zuckerberg guy? I don't even know. You can find us on Facebook, The News Chew with Ben and Lou. You can email us, newschewwithbenandlou@gmail.com. You can find us on Google Plus, even though we never use it, and I think it's a waste of time, and I don't know.
Tell us more about Google Plus, Ben.
It's like, you know what MySpace was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, imagine a very, very piss-poor version of MySpace combined with what Facebook is trying to do. That's Google Plus. But we're on it. And be sure to check out Porcupine Cookies because they are delicious. Lou can confirm this.
Yep, they're delicious. Get them.
So, Lou, any parting words for this week?
I do. I have some parting words from the great Werner Herzog. Civilization is like a thin layer of ice upon the deep ocean of chaos and darkness.